As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think I feel the most alone when I'm doing nothing by myself. Now, obviously, I'm alone. There's no one around me, and I'm doing nothing. But being alone, oh my gosh, I don't want to get into the cliche right away about, like, being alone is not the same as being lonely. Okay, listen, that's so far-fetched. Like, there's so many, like, sub-meanings to that. That's not where we're going with this. This is a podcast for anyone that feels lonely. It's a hard place to be in. And I enjoy it. I'm the weird one here. The last podcast about being different, and we just launched our weird hoodie, and the love has been amazing. If you don't have a weird hoodie yet, go grab one. They're green, they're soft, they're amazing. But I was a weird kid that enjoyed being alone and lonely, and not in a sad way. I think that people tend to assume that if you spend a night alone, it is sad. And I'll be straight up, there's a lot of people that are a little bit codependent and enjoy spending time with others more than they enjoy spending time with themselves. And that's a hard thing. I'm not like that. I'm somebody that I like to recharge. I like my time alone. I like being by myself and doing things that I love and focusing on myself and giving myself the time to do that. So do you give yourself that time? Do you actually? Not to do homework, not to work on your job or... But ever since, like, I grew up from being a teenager, I played sports my whole life. I feel like we know this. I'm a Canadian boy, played hockey. And I played every sport. And I would always do that after school. Now that I'm grown, I still play sports. Like, I have hockey at night. But I don't take that time to do anything by myself anymore. Like, I don't do things that I necessarily love. I do things to decompress. I feel like that's what I need to do to decompress. So I sit on the couch and I watch TV because I'm like, oh, I need to relax. I can't be working. But doing things you love isn't work. And again, that friggin' cliche. We're going back to cliche. It's like if you do what you love, then you won't work a day in your life. You will be working. Okay, you will. It's tough. It's tough work. But like, when was the last time you actually did something that, you know, You truly were passionate about and you lost track of time, and then you were like, oh, now I'm tired, I'm going to go to bed. Versus every night ending the same way of you watching Netflix, and an episode isn't enough, but a movie is too long. I'm the same way. And I got a lot of hot takes on this, so be ready. And I hope, you know, you may be feeling in a lonely mood, but I hope that your mind is open to different opinions on this, different sides, different perspectives. And I think that's the one thing that I get a lot for comments on this podcast is like, you gave me a whole different perspective on looking at the situation. right? We can sit here and we can be sad all the time. And a lot of people think that I'm a constantly sad person, but if they've listened to this podcast, they know that I'm not looking at sad things in a sad way. I'm looking at sad things in a happy way, in an optimistic way, in a way that I know I can work out. And so I want to give you that insight so that you are able to do that in your own life. And so this podcast was actually, the idea was given through my broadcast channel on Instagram. It's called the Stay You Crew. And I just throw in things like daily quotes that I've been thinking about. And then if I have any like forms that I like to for people to fill out, like I just put out a form on like what people think the new book should cost, how many YouTube videos they like seeing, do they watch my TikTok videos, where should I come tour, should I do live events, like little things like that, just to engage more with the community and create a stronger community. So if you want to go join it, there's a Stay You Crew broadcast channel on my Instagram. And somebody DM'd me separately from there after seeing like I was recording a podcast, and they said, can you do a lonely podcast? And so I put that up in a poll, and people chose that like dramatically. The other one was about like, what was the other one? It was like a landslide, which was crazy. Oh, feeling, being different offline. That only got like 100 votes, and like feeling lonely got like over 1,000 votes. So, which I do want to talk about in the future. But the reason why I bring up that broadcast channel is because there was over 1,000 people that voted that they wanted a podcast on loneliness. So to put the cliche to rest, you're not alone. There's a lot of people feeling this way. There's a lot of people going through the exact same thing that you are. And granted, yours is very different than every single person. There's no way that we can relate traumas. Your trauma is yours, and your loneliness is yours, and your feelings are yours. But we can acknowledge that we all have these feelings. They just might be a little bit different. And that's okay. That's all right. So I think I should just like jump into my hot takes here. Are you ready to get steamy? Okay, the first one. I'm not lonely. You're not lonely. We're not lonely. We just feel guilty that we're not with other people. Now I know like almost that's like the opposite of FOMO. Like we don't have the fear of missing out on things, but we feel guilty for not being there. It's not the fear of missing out. It's not like, oh my God, I can't believe like I'm not going to see Tiffany take 4 shots and then regret her night. I mean, no. It's that we feel like we need to be there and we're not giving ourselves this alone time. Now, I'm somebody that I need it. I need my alone time to recharge. I need my alone time to be me. And to remember who I am. And I constantly forget that I need that time. It's a constant reminder that I need to spend my alone time, especially once you're in a relationship, like you just feel like you need to do everything together. That if one person doesn't want to do something, then you can't go do it. And I've really had to push myself. My girlfriend's a very big homebody, and I am as well. Like, I'm not saying in a negative way, folks. Don't go down that route. I just like doing things on my own, and I like doing certain things. Like, I absolutely love going to the movies alone. But I feel guilty if I don't invite somebody. It's my favorite thing in the entire world. I love sitting in a movie theater, eating my own popcorn that nobody's going to friggin' touch. Nobody's going to be looking at me being like, oh my God, I regret not getting any. No one's going to slurp my drink. No one's going to ask for my Skittles. I usually don't get Skittles. I just get the popcorn. Layered butter, of course. But no one's watching you watch a movie. It's my favorite thing in the entire world. Even though, like, who watches somebody watch a movie? But, like, somebody's waiting for your reaction if something happens in it, right? I have one friend, and they make so much noise while seeing a movie. It's, like, it's kind of my favorite thing about them. It's all also a little annoying, but they know that. But, like, anything in the movie that happens, they go... Like, it's just, it's so funny and cute and amazing, and you'll be surprised, this is a guy, and it's just amazing to see somebody like show their emotions and express things and just be very responsive, and it's really cool. But I love going to the movie theaters alone. I would choose going alone than with anybody else. Yes, even my partner, yes, even my mother, I would go alone over anything else. For some reason, I'm just getting able to like focus in on myself. As an empath, I find that I'm really channeling everyone else's energy when I'm with people. And so reminding myself to do things alone allows me to actually be who I actually am and not be forced to feel what anyone else is feeling. And it's not them forcing themselves on me or anything like that. It's I feel forced and I need to help them. Maybe it's because I'm losing touch of being alone. Or maybe it's because I don't feel comfortable being with people, which is probably it. But I'm not lonely. I just feel guilty that I'm not with people. Or that I didn't bring people along. Because I like being lonely. But lonely has such like a negative connotation to it. It's just being by yourself. And if you're able to do that, I think that's like a super, super strong thing to be able to do. It's not sad. Don't think it's sad. Don't let anyone convince you or tell you that it's sad. It's not sad. It's frigging so powerful. So many people can't be alone with their own thoughts. So if you can, it's truly amazing. And if you can't, well, I'm here right. I'm right here with you. We're in this together. You need to find something that you actually love and push yourself to do it. Listen, if you're sitting there and watching Netflix every single night, your life sucks. I'm sorry. But that's just not who you are. That's not who you grew up to be. That's not a passion. Like, yes, I love watching movies too. Every single night, watching reruns of the same show. Do something that you actually frigging enjoy, that you're passionate about, that frigging excites you. And do it alone. It's time to have that push. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. My second take, I don't know if it's hot. So I don't feel lonely. I just don't know how to be alone. Right? Which kind of goes into helping people understand that you don't have to watch Netflix every night. Not much is going to change. It's always going to be there. It's literally banking on you falling into this rut of ordering Domino's and not feeling like you have enough energy to cook and then not feeling like you want to go out or talk to people or do anything, and you just sit down and watch Netflix, or you lay in bed and watch Netflix, and then the next thing you know, you're unhealthy and you're overweight and you're just not doing well. This is what these companies bank on. They love it. But you don't have to fall into this rut. Now you can order Domino's. I don't give a shit. You can watch Netflix. I don't care. But then don't come and complain to people that, you know, you're not doing all right. Well, you're allowed to complain to people that you're not doing it right. Okay, you're allowed to voice your thoughts and your feelings. But don't blame anybody else. It's okay. But it's time. The time is now that you need to get up. Do something. Buy fucking Lego, man. Lego, save life. Save life. English, shall we? Saves lives. Like, I've always wanted, I'm a little, like, I'm watching my money right now, so I'm not trying to spend a lot of money, but I've always wanted those, like, floral Lego sets, like the Bird of Paradise. We actually just, during the move, I recently moved in April, and we moved our plants, and they did not like the new home. And I had this Bird of Paradise for, like, 6 years, and I broke it off into, like, 3 things. It kept having, like, offsprings, and I kept, like, selling them and making money. It was, like, my money tree. And I think I bought it for like $100, and I've made like, I don't know, $100 back off of it. And there's this mini Lego one. Oh, sorry, it didn't like to move, and it actually got like a fungus, and it's outside right now because I'm just like watching it die because it I can't save it. It's over. It's too far too gone. And Lego has this bird of paradise Lego set basically, and I've wanted it forever, and it's just like, do that. Buy that. I think that's so fun. Like, build a Lego set or do a puzzle. Like, when was the last time you did a puzzle? Imagine you're at a freaking cottage and there's no TV. Puzzle it up. My girlfriend bought a puzzle, and like, we're waiting until like it snows, the first snowfall, like set a candle and let's do a puzzle. Like, change it up a little bit. I suck at puzzles. I'm colorblind, but hey, I'm going to give it a go. Right? So you just don't know how to be alone. And it's not like the end of the world. You're able to do it, but you just have to give yourself a chance to try something new. Like, I love writing poetry. I love. And yes, that was my sentence. I love love. So I write about it. And I write about like heartbroken love. And I write about finding yourself. And I write about a lot of things. And like, that's why I write books. P.S. You can get it on my website, sayu.ca. But finding something that you actually enjoy doing is something that I think we lost, especially during COVID, because these things that we enjoyed doing ended up like we had to make money off of them because nobody was getting paid from their jobs. So a lot of people just like stopped doing the things that they actually enjoy doing, or they made it into a career and now they friggin' hate it. And that kind of sucks. Like, I'm sorry for that, but find something new. It could be working out. I know I talk about that a lot, but like, that'd be such a good hobby. And it doesn't mean you have to get ripped. It doesn't mean you have to take steroids or anything like that. Like, please don't. Please don't do that. But you can just fall in love with your body if that's something that you want to do. You can fall in love with like building Lego. You can fall in love with writing. There's a lot of things, but I think finding a new hobby and trying things is something that we lack nowadays. Like, people that do that, I can tell. I know that they take care of themselves and they try new things. And they're also the most emotional people. Like, they have like that golden retriever energy. Like, they're always happy, but then they break down. But they're doing things versus just overthinking about others. Now, going into my next take, I don't know, it's hot. Again, it could be boiling. I don't take enough time to spend with myself, so I get drained when I'm with others. Did I just read your mind? I get so drained, and then I come home, and I don't give myself enough time to recharge, and then I do it again, and then next thing you know, like, you're hanging out with friends, and you're just, like, dead face. That melancholy energy, and you're just done. And you don't know it. You don't know how to say it. You feel nothing. You're like, oh, maybe I need caffeine. You get a coffee. You feel sick. You don't eat enough. Then next thing you know, you get home. You don't sleep well because you didn't actually use your body. And then you didn't feed your body. And then you didn't hydrate at all because all you had was coffee. And you just felt like shit the entire day. I'm sorry. Did we just live the same day? Listen, I know. We can talk about routines like it's the end of days. We can go on YouTube and we can search that up, and everyone's gonna be like, oh yeah, I wake up and I take 17 vitamins in the morning, and then I do this, and I do my yoga, and then I like, not every day is gonna be the same, guys. We know this. But taking that time to yourself, allotting time for yourself. Like, I'm very guilty for taking my time in the bathroom to get ready in the morning. Now, TMI, okay? Like, I always think like I don't have enough time to floss. Like, seriously. Now, I have like those two bars because I had braces, those two bars on the bottom and the top, and it makes it really hard to floss. Like, it's not an easy thing. Like, I got to do a whole thing. But even just like flossing the other teeth, I always think like, oh, I do not have enough time. I have to go. I have to get to work. And the next thing you know, I'm just on my phone. Like, I'm just constantly feeling like I need to push forward in life. But I sit on my phone and I do nothing. And so I'm not giving myself time to actually be who I am. I'm constantly consuming other people's thoughts and opinions and energy just through my phone, which we learned through COVID. And it sucks. That's not who I am. That's not who I want to be. I want to be in the bathroom. I want to floss. I want to like properly shave my beard. I stopped shaving a lot, which I don't know if people like me with facial hair or not. I know my girlfriend does, but like I miss sometimes being clean shaven and seeing how actually my age I am and not 30 years old. I look, I don't know, early 20s when I shave, but when I have facial hair, like I'm a solid 27 to 30 year old, which I'm 27 years old. So it makes sense. But I just think, oh no, I don't have enough time to shave. I need to hurry up and get going and be anxious. Oh no, I just need to give myself time. Like, I think I'm going to start setting a timer to work on things. Like if I sit down to work, I think I'm going to set a timer and just do like 15 minutes of work. And then in the morning in the bathroom, you know, you take a shower, and then I might just like set another 10 minute timer and just, I don't know, take care of myself, moisturize. I have wonderful skin, but like take care of myself, shave properly, do a proper beard line, pluck a nose hair. I don't freaking know. Just do something, but I don't give myself that time. And so we feel lonely because we don't know how to be alone. But when we know how to be alone, when we feel comfortable with ourselves, it's the best freaking time on earth. I love going to the movies alone. I love playing video games alone. I love writing alone. I love filming and working and doing all these things alone. And I really enjoy it. I love running alone. I love working out alone. I love doing a lot of these things alone. And I do enjoy doing them with other people as well. But sometimes we just need that recharge. But I can't expect you to be okay with loneliness if you don't give yourself the time to be alone. And I'm not going to diagnose anybody with codependency. You can do that yourself. But you need to give yourself that time to understand who you are and what you like and what you friggin' hate too. But if you're constantly with people, then you're only going to channel their opinions and their feelings. So who are you? Damn, that got deep. Who are you? Guys, I want to thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed it, let me know. I would also love, this is like a far-fetched, like this is like kind of putting somebody to work, but I would love somebody to like clip this and like make a little like writing video, like those Emma Chamberlain videos. Like if somebody does make one, just like send it to me. I would love to see it or like repost it on TikTok and stuff like that. It mean the world. I think I say a lot of things, but I forget. And then I like go back to like make my own videos and I don't even know where they are. So if you enjoy any snippet, please make one. And then, I don't know, I've been looking to hire somebody to do that. So that'd be really cool. But thank you very much for listening. I'm also happy to say that my third book is being printed. So that will be coming out very shortly. But if you want to stay more in touch with me and more in touch with this community, make sure you go to my Instagram and join the Stay You Crew broadcast channel. That's where I post every podcast that I make. And that's where you see this one today. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.